Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you today from Morganfield, Kentucky, with a preaching I'm calling Seek Justice. This is from the first reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, when you stretch out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. Seek justice, rescue the oppressed, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. Thus ends the reading. It's a pretty challenging reading here from the beginning of Isaiah. And it reminds me that of all the things Pope Francis is doing, reforming the church itself is the most important. Because the church has blood on its hands. There is injustice and oppression in the church. And if we keep up with those things, then it doesn't matter how we pray. God won't listen. And not only the church, of course. I can't point fingers out. It's me. In every one of us. None of us are perfect. We all do injustice. We all in some way have blood on our hands. And that's what we need to attend to. So that we have a chance of our prayers being heard by God. Now, the hope here is this. None of this is really just black and white. We're not all good, we're not all bad. And so, if we can just move in the direction, you see, God asks us to seek justice, not to make the world completely just. Defend the orphan, plead for the widow. We don't have to win that case every time. We just need to try and do good. To set our hearts on what is good rather than what is evil. Then God will hear our prayer. And hopefully he'll make that good come about that we're trying to do. But in response then today, maybe pray for the church and the reforms. And to make that prayer effective in our own lives, let's do something to make our own house a little more in order, to put away evil in our own lives and do good.